Luckily, today's reading is short. As you can see, I have a little bit of a raspy throat. And I will be updating you on our trip to Korea and some of the positive things that came out of that, as well as an update on our project for tax exemption at the sanctuary. But if you will bear with me for a couple of more weeks, I would prefer to give those reports during the convocation, as I think they will have more meaning and a little more impact. So this morning's reading is Prophecy to the Races of Man, a prayer for universal peace. God has answered the prayers of 1,000 saints and holy ones by sending the redeeming light into the world that shines on all men and women everywhere. The mission of the new church, brought out of the human family in America, is to announce to the world the existence of God's Son and to teach the way of salvation. The community can only teach those who will listen. Men and women of light are everywhere in the world, even in the midst of their turmoil. How shall they know the appearance of the light if they not be told by those inspired? Therefore, the community must go teaching to men and women of light wherever they may be. Do not teach people of darkness, for they will not listen. The message of God is for those of the light, not for those of darkness. For it was by the darkness manifesting among the ignorant and the worldly that the holy ones of times past, the prophets, were martyred, killed, because they strove to enlighten mankind. God would not that the enlightened ones be punished again. For this reason, God has put into their hands the light of the new sun, to work upon the minds and the spirit of man. Never before have God's spiritual ones been aided from heaven in this manner. For I say unto you that this is the last and final age of the world, which is to burn of a fire so a new creation can come forth, as God intended from the beginning. God would that holy ones pray to the Son for the ignorant and the worldly, and their prayers shall be carried on sunbeams to the source of all of the creation, which dwells in the heart of the new sun. God has willed that the enlightened of the earth not be abandoned to darkness, as in the past ages of the earth. Therefore, teach how to reflect the will of those in the community to God through the Son, that there may be universal peace in the world among all nations and all peoples. And if the prayers be virtuous and pious from enlightened souls bound in unity and in community, and one of goodly order, then God will hear and answer. For I say unto you that men of ill will, men who war against themselves, men who misunderstand their fellows, those who are intolerant, will be touched by the mind of God come in the light of the sun. And they shall turn from their unrighteous and wicked ways in time. And peace will begin first in their hearts, then spread to their minds, and then to their beings. And by these friendly overtures towards peace shall be made even by old enemies, and many will be astounded. For there shall be no precedent for such action. And this shall be the result of righteous men and women of light praying to God's Son, which will shine on all men and women of goodwill throughout the world. And in this way, God will send peace to the world. And we will now have the blessings.